We are all a Celine Dion, but please don't sing. As we slowly deconfine, offices are cautiously slowly reopening their doors, and there's a whisper of back to normal on everyone's lips. But think about it. What is that? What does the concept back to normal even mean? As you know, my goal is to help entrepreneurs live and lead with purpose. Remember back in 2017 when Celine Dion launched her handbag line? During a press conference, she admitted that her very protective manager and husband had always handled everything for her. Every aspect was pre-decided. Every move was programmed in advance. With nothing else to say, she just showed up and executed. At the end of her speech, she said, "Well, now I'm the boss." Starting right then and there, she'd be the one calling the shots for her shows, her kids, her handbags, everything else that mattered. When we become entrepreneurs, we do it because we want to do things our way. And though we want that freedom, often, much too often, I meet entrepreneurs who are slaves to their business. They've gone from having one boss to having 203 bosses in forms of clients dictating how they should operate. I must meet clients in the evening. Clients should be able to text me, call me anytime. I meet my clients quarterly because that's what they like and ask of me. I have too many clients, but I can't let anyone go. I've always given gifts during the holidays. I can't stop now. My client expects them and they would be disappointed. And the list goes on and on. It's like building our own golden cage and locking ourselves in it, while the escape key is still in our pocket all along. What if you told yourself, "Well, now I'm the boss of my life, my business, and my time"? What would you do differently? When I ask this question to my clients, they all react the same way. A deep exhale, a smile, and visions of freedom popping into their mind. I'd never work in the evening. I'd conduct at least half of my meetings online. I'd let go of some clients to have more time for myself. I'd work from the cottage all summer long, etc., etc. If I asked you that same question, what would you say? Instead of back to normal, what if we created a back to what I really want? Because to help our clients make their dreams come true, perhaps we should start with our own aspirations. Become a Celine Dion.